Back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, in recent segments here on Clear Path, we've covered the issue of caregiving. What do people need to know and prepare for, and how do they manage what can be a very prolonged and complex situation? Today, we're going to go over some of the medical and legal documents that you or your loved ones need to think about before a family member who's receiving care can no longer provide the essential information that you or your extended family will need. Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, is with us. Hector, what are the essential issues around medical documentation and legal documents for caregivers?
Well, let's start with the process of advanced healthcare planning, which involves learning about the types of decisions that might need to be made and letting others know about your preferences, often by putting them into an advance directive. Families need to sit down and discuss what roles different family will take and what are the wishes of the person that will need care before people become either too ill or too elderly to take care of themselves and their affairs.
Now, let's be honest, this is the hard stuff. So you got to force the conversation. How do you do that?
Well, it is absolutely difficult. I know in my case, having conversation with one of my parents about a year ago about funeral planning and burials and what their wishes were, that was a very awkward conversation. This concept of end of life is very, very difficult, but it has to be done because it saves a whole lot of pain and trouble later on. In the case of an advance directive, it's a legal statement that goes into effect only if you are incapacitated and unable to speak for yourself. Otherwise, it's null and void. It explains to your doctor what life-saving care you would approve and which you do not want.
Now, with the whole world going digital, paperless online documents, how do you navigate that? Doesn't that create a whole different sort of complexity?
Any assets should be listed somewhere, whether it's on a piece of paper or in a file, an electronic file that gets sent to somebody. A power of attorney, for example, gives a person the authority to make financial decisions on behalf of someone else, such as signing checks to pay bills, handling tax returns, and selling a home. Unlike a general power of attorney, however, a durable power of attorney is in effect if the person for whom you are making decisions becomes incapacitated and cannot make decisions for themselves. Again, it only takes effect if incapacitation Right. takes place.
But it's critical that these documents get in place and everybody knows where everything is. It's the fact that, depending on the state, somebody being declared legally incapacitated, the whole process around that can be different from one place to the next. Isn't that right?
Yes. And if you do not have this paperwork in line and you wait until your loved one is incapacitated, you will need to go through a court-ordered guardianship process, which is much more complicated and cumbersome.
Let's cut to the chase. What essential documents are needed to make medical decisions on behalf of a loved one?
We've talked about property. We've talked about an advance directive. A healthcare proxy is essentially a power of attorney for medical decisions. It allows you to make choices about treatments, doctors, and other health-related matters. You also need a HIPAA. That's the federal privacy law release to be able to discuss the health condition of a loved one with medical professionals and health insurance companies. Otherwise, they cannot talk to you about their health.
The bottom line is these things can be difficult to talk about, but it's essential to do so and before an illness occurs. Hector, thanks as always. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.